This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. An air quality alert is in effect until midnight for the Chicago region. Ozone and wildfire smoke are lingering in our area. The Illinois EPA warning pollution levels are unhealthy for sensitive groups, so active people, especially anybody with pulmonary or respiratory disease, should limit their outdoor activity today. Texas Democrats who have been staying in Illinois say they're safe and secure after a potential bomb threat at their hotel this morning. The St. Charles police confirmed they responded to a report of a potential bomb threat at the Q Center Hotel and Complex. 400 people were evacuated. No device was found. U.S. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin and members of the Texas Democratic Coalition had been scheduled to speak nearby early this afternoon, but that event was canceled. The Chicago Sky ended their 8-game losing streak at home last night, beating the Washington Mystics 78-64. And helping the team out was guard Ariel Atkins, who had been out since July 14th with a leg injury. Atkins says she hated her time away.
I mean, it's nice being able to use your voice on the sideline, but it's nothing like being, you know, out there in the trenches with them. So it felt good to literally just be back out there with my teammates and being able to smile, point at people for doing stuff.
Sky star Angel Reese is still out with a back injury, and the Sky returned to Chicago's Wintrust Arena on Thursday to host Atlanta. And today marks 80 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima in Japan. Japanese organizations in Chicago are honoring this anniversary, and that includes the annual Toro Nagashi, or Lantern Ceremony, in the Osaka Garden on the grounds of Chicago's Jackson Park. John Donners is board president of the Japanese Art Foundation. It sponsors this event, and he tells our Reset program that this year's event includes guests who can educate people about nuclear proliferation.
We really bring all these figures together so that we can tell this narrative of it being a learning point, not only just to, you know, honor those who have passed away, but to make sure that it didn't happen in vain, to make sure that we can prevent that from ever happening again.
The lantern ceremony is tonight from 7 to 10. You're listening to The Rundown. Almost half of all home health care aides are immigrants. And as the Trump administration continues its mass deportation campaign, Chicago area care agencies say they have immigrant employees who are afraid to go to work. For people who rely on this care, it is getting harder to find workers to come to their homes. My colleague Esther Yoon-Ji Kang has the story of one Chicagoan who has a disability and is struggling to get the help she needs.
On a recent morning, Michelle Garcia is maneuvering her motorized wheelchair around her home on the northwest side of Chicago. Garcia has cerebral palsy, and there are a lot of things she needs help with on a daily basis.
I need help doing the shower activities and then getting out of the shower, because since the shower will be wet, I need supports getting out of the shower.
Garcia does everything in her wheelchair, even sleeping. Along with bathing, she needs help cleaning the house, doing laundry, and cooking. Her husband, who is bedridden with a spinal cord injury, also needs assistance. In the past, a care worker would come about 2 or 3 days a week. Now, Garcia regularly goes 2 weeks, sometimes even 3 weeks, without any help at all. She says some of her regular care workers, who are immigrants, have been scared to go to work.
They've been very afraid. Even when they come, they tell me, oh, you know, we saw ICE in our block knocking at our neighbor's door. They were being detained. And so I'm like, okay, well, then don't even worry about coming out.
Garcia does not qualify for Medicaid because of her salary. She works for the Chicago disability rights group Access Living. Her insurance won't cover regular home health aides, so she has to pay out of pocket. Garcia often finds care workers informally, through word of mouth and in the communities she helps to organize.
Lately, it's been a lot harder to get someone to come and support us because of everything going on with immigration.
Now she thinks she'll need to go a more expensive route, through an agency. But that may not solve her problem either. Multiple agencies in Chicago and the suburbs told me an existing labor shortage has been made worse by the Trump administration's deportation campaign. They say even people with green cards don't want to leave their house, especially when there are news reports that ICE is in their neighborhood. For now, Garcia is doing the best she can, wiping off in between showers, ordering takeout for every meal, which gets expensive, and asking neighbors and friends to help with light household chores.
I would never want to put anybody in jeopardy. Yes, I need the support, but I don't want anybody to get detained or incarcerated because they came to support me.
She says she feels angry. Her own job is to advocate for people with disabilities, but she can't even leave the house.
It makes me feel frustrated because I can't go out and about because I don't feel clean and ready to work.
She says it's maddening to live in a time where neither she nor her care workers can move freely and have their basic needs met. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.
Weather, sunny, warm, a bit more humid, a high in the upper 80s, and then tonight, partly cloudy, hazy, and humid, a low near 70, hot and sunny on Thursday with a high near 90. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.